Southeast Radio Sport.
You're very welcome to hour two of the Southeast Radio Sports Awards, with Sports Active supporting us here this evening. We will stick with our special merit awards, and we're going to talk about Jamie Coddett, the point-to-point jockey there, and of course his wonderful win back in Cheltenham brought tears to his eyes and brought tears to many people's eyes, I imagine, after he dedicated it to his late brother. And Jamie Coddett, a two-time point-to-point champion jockey, and he just keeps going from strength to strength there as well. So congratulations to Jamie, who's been awarded a special merit award in the 2019 Sports Awards. Alan Corcoran spoke to Jamie earlier on in the week and asked him how he felt about winning another one.
It's lovely, Alan. Just to be recognised in your home county. It's a real honour now.
What sort of a season have you had?
I've had a good year, Alan. If I stayed sound, number one, you know, a couple of little niggly injuries, but on a whole, I stayed sound, and that's kind of enabled me to be able to ride at those big festivals and ride a few winners, and you know, so look, at on a whole, it's been a very successful year, and it's been a great year.
And when you look back on that year, and you pick some of the good wins you've had, what were your favourites, Jamie?
Cheltenham is the be all and end all for a jockey, for a national hunt jockey. Like, that's where you want to be and competing, you know. And to get two winners there this year, it was fantastic. I suppose Envoy Allen winning the bumper, he's been a very, very good horse to me this year, and I'd say he was probably the high point. I suppose closer to home, Punchestown winning the Grade 1 bumper in Punchestown for Willie Mullins, who I started off with. That was fairly special as well. But look, as I say, it's been a good successful year, and we're still in one piece, so it's all the better for that.
And your award is a special merit award, which just shows how versatile you are. Do you remain amateur, Jamie?
No, amateur all the time, Alan. I never turned professional, so... the amateur ranks have been very good to me. I do a lot of point-to-pointing still, and you know, that's my number one. That's my bread and butter. And the amateur status will remain with me anyway.
And just going back to what you've just been awarded, then the Special Merit Award at the Southeast Radio Sports Awards, and you talked about the locality, the importance of the locality. So to be recognised by the people of Wexford and by the judges of this award means an awful lot to you.
Yeah, look, absolutely, Alan. We're very lucky in Wexford that we've some outstanding sports people over the year, and to be up there, competing with those people for these kind of things it's massive. Like, you have Tyke Furlong and Kevin Doyle in the soccer, and you know, all the hurlers and all that. Like, we're a great little county, and I'm very proud to be from Wexford, and it's a huge honour now to get this.
Jamie Coddy, still Master Supreme in the saddle, a wonderful fella and a proud Wexford man as well, winning our Special Merit Award. Well, another Special Merit Award goes to one of the favourite occupants in sport, I suppose, referees. Yes, it's James Owens, the All-Ireland referee, refereed his second All-Ireland this year, first in 2015, and this year, of course, sent off Richie Hogan, and that decision stood. But James Owens deserves it. He's been an outstanding referee. He's very fit, upward play, and is a real good guy as well, as you'll hear now when he speaks to Alan.
I look at it, it's great to be acknowledged by the people of Wexford for the achievement throughout the year. Obviously, every year we start out refereeing, our main goal is to referee the All-Ireland final, and, you know, it's extra special this year to do it 2 years in a row. So delighted that the people of Wexford has recognised the achievement.
It's not an easy job being a referee, but when then you get acknowledged for the work you do, that it must be something special, and particularly when it comes from the people within your own county.
To pick up any kind of award is very special, and you know, when you are recognised by the people of Wexford, you know, it's great. Unfortunately, from the hurling perspective, it would have been great to be in Crow Park supporting the Wexford hurlers on the day, but when that didn't happen, you know, it was nice to be representing the county on the field on the All-Ireland Day.
We've seen documentaries that have focused in on referees of All-Ireland finals, but now that we're speaking to one, what's it like to actually step out onto the hallowed turf of Croke Park on All-Ireland final day, and knowing that you're the man with the whistle, and of course you have your umpires and your linesmen with you as well, but what is that feeling like?
The whole weekend is a very special weekend. We do be looked after, you know, on Saturday evening we're brought to Dublin, family and friends, umpires, wives, all that sort of stuff. So, but when you're walking out, I remember passing a comment to one of the lads there just last year, its first involvement in an All-Ireland final. And I just, when the teams are going around in the parade, there's 83,000 people standing on their feet cheering the teams, and we're in the middle of the field taking in the atmosphere. It is an unreal experience. You know, it's something that you'll have for the rest of your life. You know, it's great.
And then the reality of the role of the GAA, of course, is it's very much grounded in the grassroots. And a guy like you could find yourself very soon back at an underage hurling match locally or a club championship match locally. When you have to kind of adjust to something like that after a refereeing in front of 83,000 people and a TV audience of hundreds of thousands, what's that like, James?
Well, I know, you know, in 15, after doing the first All-Ireland, you know, the first thing I'd done, I was back on Tuesday. Refereeing this year, I took another day out. I didn't come back till Wednesday. And I suppose something very special for me happened that day was I left. We had a celebration on the Monday night when we come back to our local pub. Myself and the umpires were welcomed back by the bones of 70 people. Come back to look at what had happened on Sunday. You know, we have a look back at the game. But I had brought. There was something special going to happen on that night. My uncle Mike, and Lord God rest him, he used to do a bit of refereeing, and I carried his whistle on the three occasions that I was refereeing the All-Ireland final. I started the 15 final with it, and I often joked with Mike's wife about the whistle and how much it meant to me. And on the Monday night, she presented me with the whistle, and she told me it was mine to keep. And it's just what happened on Wednesday. I left all my gear in my sister's car, and I went on to referee the match. And here, my usual whistle that I'd use on a given day, I hadn't got it, and Mike's whistle was in the van. And so the next match after the All-Ireland final was I refereed with Mike's whistle, so that was something special.
That was James Owen there speaking to Alan Corcoran about his Special Merit Award for being an All-Ireland referee. Made a lot of Tipperary people very happy with his red card to Richie Hogan. Moving on now to our Rising Stars Award, which is going to two very special young men, Rory and Sean Cooper. Rory is 9 years old and Sean is 12. They play for the Enniscorthy Golf Club. Rory managed to bag himself an Irish Junior Open win this year, and Sean is one of the rising stars in golf as well. They moved back from Dubai to be here, originally from Monaghan there. So congratulations to Rory and Sean Cooper, who are our rising stars, the young golfers.
And now we turn to horse racing, one of the big industries in County Wexford, and we produce a lot of top jockeys and trainers, and we've had produced them over the year as well. And the jockey of the year this year, Sean Flanagan, who recently got his pilot's license, incidentally. So he's able to pilot the horses now, and then he's able to fly up in the air and pilot the plane. So congratulations, Sean. 30 wins already this season, now the number one jockey to Noel Mead. He had some terrific successes during the year, and I'm sure he's relayed some of those to Alan Corcoran, who is speaking to him now.
Yeah, look, it's unbelievable. You know, to be recognised by Southeast Radio, I suppose, in home county and everything like that, it's super, yeah.
Can you give us an idea of what sort of a season you've had, Sean? Are you still riding out for Noel Mead? You are?
Yeah, look, it's a very busy time of the year for us at the moment. We like to get going early, so we've got going quite early. I had a very good start to the season. Summer is usually a busy time for me, and I was getting on grand. I got a bit of a knock in Downpatrick a couple of weeks back, and I missed 2 weeks, and I kind of missed the first part of a lot of our nicer ones that got to run, you know, which is a little bit disappointing. But we got back just in time, obviously, for a road to respect at Down Royal, and to win the first Grade One of the season is a major bonus, you know.
You've just told us how much it means to win an award that's been honoured by the people of Wexford and by the judges here of this particular awards, the Southeast Radio Sports Awards. That Wexford background, what is it?
Oh, well, I'm a Wexford man to the backbone, really. I'm from just outside New Ross, between New Ross and Clonrochester, Palace East, and family are all from there, and my racing career started in Lisdiles in Wexford, and I still have a good association with a lot of Wexford trainers, you know, and it's super. I love to get home, and I love riding at Wexford, and anytime I get close to the border, I flick on to Southeast Radio and I can get it on the old car.
And Sean, what does it mean to ride at places like Cheltenham and that? What's it like as a jockey? What sort of year have you had overall? What were the highlights for you?
Yeah, look, you know, I just had a good enough year last year, I suppose. Cheltenham had plenty of rides, a couple of placed horses. You know, Road to Respect was third in the Ryanair, which was obviously a very good run. I suppose overall I've had quite a good year. Odd 58 winners last year. I'm on 30 so far this season, and then we managed to get another grade one, and we had a grade one last year as well. You know, the festival is where you really want to be. You know, a particular highlight last year was I won the Latushka in Punchestown on Ballyboker Bridge for Peter Marr over the banks. You know, that was a good highlight. But to ride any winner at any festival really is a major bonus to any jockey, you know. Thank you very much to Southeast Radio and all the people of Wexford for getting it done.
That was Sean Flanagan there, the Jockey of the Year, and a very well done to him. Moving on to the Point-to-Point Jockey of the Year, and Barry O'Neill won his second Point-to-Point Jockey title this year, just pipped Jamie Codd, who we heard from earlier on. So Barry, well done to him. There are four Point-to-Point meetings on tomorrow, so I'm sure Barry will be involved in a couple of those.
Now, the Horse Trainer of the Year, and it seems a little unfair because this man has been so dominant in racing for the last number of years, the 50-year-old Clonroach man, and the Horse Trainer of the Year is Aidan O'Brien. 14 Group 1s this year, 329 Group 1 races. They're the major races, and some of the major races that he won this year, the 2,000 guineas, the 1,000 guineas in England, the 1,000 guineas, the Epsom Derby with Anthony Van Dyke. The list is just endless. So congratulations indeed to Aidan, and I should stress as well that he's a very proud Wexford man and a very proud Paisley man. So congratulations, Aidan.
Another proud Wexford man is Colin Bowe, who's been given the Point-to-Point Trainer of the Year award, a man who knows Barry O'Neill, of course, very well, and the two of them team up nearly every weekend. I seem to be reading out the names Barry O'Neill and Colin Bowe after another big win in the Point-to-Point action, so hopefully Colin Bowe's will continue to have continued success in the Point-to-Point action there. He's the Trainer of the Year.
And continuing with the Southeast Radio Sports Awards of the Year, the Golf Club of the Year, the small little white ball in Enniscorthy have had outstanding success. Their ladies won an All-Ireland title. Their men were beaten in the Leinster semi-final in the Senior Cup. And they just continue to go from strength to strength. So congratulations to all at Enniscorthy Golf Club.
And we couldn't fit them all in to just the Golf Club Awards. We've decided to have a Golf Team Award as well to recognise the Enniscorthy Ladies All-Ireland Junior Cup winners. That was the team of Nicola Jacob, who of course played hockey for Ireland internationally as well, Stella Sinnott, who does a bit of work with us here, Katrina Hogan, Emer McGrath and Margaret Mooney, all led by Connie Doyle there. They managed to secure an All-Ireland title, which isn't easily done. So congratulations to the Golf Team of the Year, the Enniscorthy Ladies.
Yeah, congratulations ladies. And the Athletics Club of the Year. Athletics continue to still flourish in Wexford. The facilities improved over the last number of years, but the Athletics Club of the Year, United Striders Athletics Club, congratulations to everyone involved.
For the Female Athlete of the Year, we're going to give this one to Al Gilchinnan, the Slaney Olympic athlete there, and was involved in the World Masters Indoor Championships in Poland this year. Had a fabulous run in the women's 50s, 1500 metres, battling all the way to the line, but was just pipped to the top spot by 0.03 seconds there. So a second place, not too bad for Anne.
So close. And of course, the Male Athlete of the Year, and it's so close for this man, those kind of distances mean a lot as well. This young man is so good. He jumped, I remember him jumping over my head. He's a high jumper, jumping over. Now, it's not too difficult to jump over my head, but it was just extraordinary the height that he can get. He's represented his country on a number of occasions. He's still a very young man, hoping with a chance to make the Olympics still next year. The Male Athlete of the Year is Ryan Carty Walsh of Adamson. Congratulations indeed, Ryan.
Yeah, congratulations. And congratulations to the Boxing Club of the Year, which we've given to the Rosslare Boxing Club. The Wexford Box Cup, of course, was on last weekend, and an awful lot of the youngsters coming from Rosslare, and just some wonderful work being done out there just by the sea. So congratulations to the Boxing Club of the Year, Rosslare Boxing Club.
And the Female Boxer of the Year. A few years ago, we wouldn't have that honour of female boxer, but it's become, like all lady sports, really popular now, female boxing. And the winner, this girl won a European gold the under 16 schools in Tbilisi. I've no doubt she's going to have an outstanding career. Her mother is very much to the forefront, involved with her as well, and she's from a famous family out around the Marshallstown area. So congratulations to the Female Boxer of the Year. It's Caoimhe Kinsella of St. Anthony's St. Patrick's Boxing Club.
The male boxer of the year is going to go to Niall Kennedy, Basil Boom Boom, as he's regularly known there, a man originally from the Gory Boxing Club, but he's now based out of the east coast of America, along with Paddy Collins, training with the likes of Spike O'Sullivan out there as well. He's still unbeaten. They did have that disappointing majority draw there as well, but Niall Kennedy still unbeaten in the pro ranks, and hopefully he'll be able to continue his success. But he's our male boxer of the year.
Congratulations indeed, Niall. Now, the Cycling Club of the Year, cycling, speaking to Pat Whitney, who'll be well known in cycling circles in Wexford a couple of days ago, and he said cycling is absolutely flourishing and booming, and one of the new cycling clubs in the county. The Cycling Club of the Year, the award this year goes to Rossbury Cycling Club. Congratulations.
And the Female Cyclist of the Year, we decided to give this one to Eve Furlong, who works with the Racing 795 Club there. So congratulations to Eve.
And the Male Cyclist of the Year, an experienced man on the bike, also from a club that's, if you're out driving on the road, you'll see all the cycling club jerseys, and you'll certainly see this one, and you'll certainly see this man on the road. So the Male Cyclist of the Year is Phil Skelton of Sainley Cycling Club in Enniscorthy. Congratulations, Phil. And Alan Corcoran managed to actually catch up with Phil, and he was delighted to win the award.
Good evening, Alan.
I have some pretty good news for you, Phil. You've just received the award, the South East Radio Sports Award, as Male Cyclist of the Year. How do you feel?
Oh, geez, right. I'm absolutely thrilled. Thank you very much for anybody who felt that I was a worthy recipient of such an award. That's fantastic. Thank you very much.
What does it mean to you? What does it mean to cycling in general in County Wexford? And picking up this award as an individual, what does it mean to you?
Yeah, look, there's plenty better cyclists out on the roads than me, Alan, and faster, you know, to go racing at different levels than what I am. I suppose the role I have to play in cycling has mainly got to do with safety, and I enjoy being on my bike myself. In terms of cycling in the county, look, we need to promote the life of cycling. There's so many health benefits there that's there for cycling, for, you know, for health reasons, for mental health especially. There's lots of people out there who are just toddling around, clearing their heads on bicycles, and it's a great therapy as well as everything else. So absolutely, the more we can promote this, the better, from a sports point of view and from a commuter point of view.
It's been a fantastic week for you. You've just received the sports award, and here you are now, after also getting another major issue across the line, the new safety laws for cyclists, etc. So all in all, it's been a good week for you, Phil Skelton.
It's been an excellent week, Alan, but like all my weeks are good, thank God I'm lucky enough. So I enjoy life to the full, Alan.
This is a sports award, Phil. The sporting side of it and the competitive side of cycling, how much do you enjoy that, as well as promoting the safety of cycling?
Sure, it's fantastic. You know, I'm in my mid-50s now, and, you know, rocking up to something where you can feel that competitive spirit in your nose again, where you can actually be up there within your category, and like, I haven't troubled too many winners and closures in my time, but the feeling of it is absolutely tremendous. You know, it just brings you back to when you were able to play soccer or something like that back in the day. It's just lovely. It's really, really good, and the camaraderie with the cycling racing and stuff like that is great. I'm sure you see it yourself with the running community. It's just really good. You have time on the road there, you're spending with people, you're chatting to them, and it's just really good.
And you want to give a little mention to your club?
Oh, absolutely, Slaney Cycling Club. I've been a member of Slaney Cycling Club since I started cycling first about 8 years ago, and a better bunch of people you just could not have. They're just tremendous, absolutely tremendous. Each and every one of them up there, they just bend over backwards for you. Anything you want to get done with the club, they're all there to put their hand up and just get out there front to get stuff done. It's really, really good, and I really appreciate it.
Well, it sounds good. Phil Skelton, South East Radio Sports Award winner as Male Cyclist of the Year. Congratulations to you, Phil.
Thank you very much, Alan, and thank you for people who voted.
Phil Skelton of the Slaney Cycling Club, the Male Cyclist of the Year. So moving on to the handball, and we've already heard from Tony Breen, our Hall of Fame winner, but the Handball Club of the Year this year is going to Castle Bridge Handball Club, with continued success to those guys.
Yeah, Brian Murphy still not in great form, shape these days, but Brian is such an instrumental driver in that club down in Castlebridge, so well done to all down there. Now, the male handballer of the year, in spite of all the young fellas that are around, is one of the vets that had an outstanding year this year, and that is a St. Joseph's man from the from St. Joseph's Handball Club, of course. The male handball player of the year is Tommy Hines. Congratulations, Tommy. He's one of few All-Irelands in his time, but this is one of the best years ever in his career.
Doubling up the awards for St. Joseph's, the Ladies Handball Player of the Year award is going to go to Cora Doyle there, so there'll be plenty of celebrations down there.
Now we're moving on to darts, and the Darts Club of the Year, very popular sport in Wexford, and this team have had a serious year. Brown's Dart Bar Darts Club in Wexford in Bishop's Waters. Congratulations to all the boys, and Browns are probably practicing as we speak.
Not just a male sport though, because we've got a female darts player of the year award to give out, and that's going to Anna Redmond of the Pike Bar Darts Club, so congratulations to Anna.
And the male darts player of the year is Jason Cullen of Ballymoran. Congratulations, Jason. Nice to see a pub out in the sticks, as they say, getting an honour, so congratulations, Jason.
The martial arts club of the year, this one is going to go to the IITF club there in Wexford, and that's the fight school there as well, so congratulations to the martial arts club of the year.
Yeah, the snooker player of the year, I remember interviewing this man 20 years ago when he was a very young fella. He was beaten in the semi-final of an amateur tournament out in Dubai, would you believe it? But again, he's had a resurgent career. The snooker player of the year, the Lee Mellow Snooker Club, is Rodney Goggins. Congratulations, Rodney.
A sport that's seeing increasing popularity every year here in Wexford is hockey, and the Hockey Club of the Year is going to go to the guys down in Enniscorthy Hockey Club there, so congratulations to everybody involved.
Well done. Of course, the ladies play in Enniscorthy as well, and the Hockey Female Player of the Year again goes to Enniscorthy, Niamh Ogilvie. Congratulations, Niamh. She's had an outstanding year. She's a brilliant camogie player as well, promising young girl who I think might feature for Ireland in the not too distant future. So the Hockey Female Player of the Year in the Southeast Radio Sports Awards 2019, supported by Sports Active, is Niamh Ogilvie.
The females doing brilliant there in the Enniscorthy Hockey Club, but the males not so good. I was speaking to a couple of them at the start of the season this year, and they were looking for a bit more of a boost. And one man who's really given that is Keane Hogan there of the Enniscorthy Hockey Club. He's been voted our Male Player of the Year for hockey.
And the Clay Pigeon Club of the Year, quite an expensive sport when they say pull and the disc fly up in the air and you have to try and shoot them. And this is one of the biggest clubs in the country, actually, that win our award this year. So the Clay Pigeon Club of the Year is Ferns GPA Gun Club. Lockie Murphy will be delighted up there, as will the rest of the lads and ladies.
And our Shooter of the Year is also coming from Ferns. It's 16-year-old Niamh Murphy there, a winner of the Irish Open Senior Ladies Perpetual Cup, and also got a gold medal in the ICTSF World Lady Colt Championships as well there. So just 16 years old and doing it with the best there. So congratulations to Niamh Murphy, our Shooter of the Year.
And turning our hands to swimming and the Swimming Club of the Year, three swimming clubs in Wexford doing very well, in Wexford and Enniscorthy, but the resurgence of one of the great clubs that produced the O'Connors a number of years ago, and the winner is New Ross Swimming Club.
One of the leading lights for the New Ross Swimming Club is of course Ruth Kelly, who we've decided to honour as our Female Swimmer of the Year.
And the Male Swimmer of the Year, there was no question about this one. It's Dennis Kilbride of New Ross Swimming Club, so he's been very dominant in the pool this year. Well done, Dennis.
Very dominant as well on the tennis court is the Tennis Club of the Year, which we've given to the Wexford Harbour Boat and Tennis Club. Congratulations to everybody involved.
And a motorsports driver of the year, this was probably one of the easiest ones for the selection committee winning his third, I think, Wexford Special Stages Rally, James Stafford. Congratulations, James, from the Wexford Motor Club.
The Rowing Club of the Year, our second last award for the day, is going to go to Killoran Rowing Club. They had great success there with Shauna Sinna, Shawnee McDonald, Aisling Fanning, Riv Sexton, and the cox on the day was Richard Roach, who took silver medals and second place in the Irish Coastal Rowing Championships. So congratulations to Killoran.
And the Sailing Club of the Year, our final award this evening, goes to Cortown Sailing Club. They've been very consistent over a long number of years. So the final honour tonight goes to Cortown Sailing Club. And I think you'll agree, Aidan, we have a fair array of talent in all our special awards tonight.
Absolutely. And congratulations to all the nominees and winners of the Southeast Radio Sports Awards. And just to say a very big thank you to our panel of judges there. Jerry Ford, Kate Kelly, Noel Houlihan, Stella Sinnott, Margaret McDermott, Brent Pope, of course, the rugby man, Brian Cunningham, Ronan Fagan and Anne Stafford here in Southeast Radio, who helped put us all together. And myself and Liam were on the panel there as well. So congratulations to everybody involved there. And thank you very much for your nominations. And thank you to Sports Active as well for creating a more active and inclusive society in County Wexford. And its continued support is very much appreciated here.